gospel lesson this morning is from the third chapter of Matthew's gospel, the 13th through the 17th verse. As I read these ancient and also familiar words, listen for something new that might be being spoken into your life at this point on your faith journey. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Friends, 3 weeks ago, today, was what? New Year's. And remember, we were all packed in here. You remember that day? We're all, no, okay. 3 weeks ago. I know it seems like it was months ago, but it was just 3 weeks ago. We gathered to celebrate the beginning of a new year. And the year is 2017. Good, that was quick. 2017. But not just 2017. 2017. A.D. Did you know it was 2017 A.D.? Anno Domini? The year of our Lord? Huh, that's interesting to me. Have you ever thought about it? I've said this before, and I still believe it, that New Year's is a religious holiday. It's a religious holiday, and it should be celebrated as such. Anno Domini, 2017. Huh. The launch of a new year is sacred time because for some reason, at the beginning of every single year, we get a sense that we have been afforded, we have been given permission to start over. To start over. And do you remember those infernal beasts that we call New Year's resolutions? You remember those things? I didn't make any this year. I usually always do, but I didn't make any this year. Did you make, anybody here make New Year's resolutions? Okay, good, good. Some of you. Great, 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 great. Okay, hold that thought. Theologically speaking, resolutions at their heart are about grace and about forgiveness and about recreation. And that's what makes, I think, New Year's mystical and introspective and celebratory time for us every single year. Now, again, I've said this in previous years, and I don't know if I coined this term. I doubt it, because I'm not that sharp. But I call it calendrical absolution. Calendrical absolution. Every year, we get a chance to start over. Calendrical. So Happy New Year. Oh, great. Thank you. God, goodness. 2017, Anno Domini. So we start the new year with a sense of possibility. What could be? What could be this year? And we like that, and it works for us. And it works for us liturgically. You see, the scripture text for January 6th, Epiphany, the first week of the new year, is a story found in Matthew chapter 2, the visit of the Magi to the baby Jesus in Bethlehem. This group of august individuals come from a long way away. They come from a foreign land, and they come and they lay their best before Jesus, right? They give him frankincense. Oh, you're doing it backwards? What are you doing? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Good stuff, right? You know, these are symbols. Symbols of what the best they have to offer. So I would offer this. If you made resolutions, if you made reservations for lunch, you're going to be late. No. If you make resolutions, then you're doing that same thing. You're consciously saying, here is my life. I'm laying it here before you, and I'm going to give you my best. And my best looks like this. In 2017, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. Huh. Well, today I want to push that idea a bit further and suggest that this conscious decision to go in a different direction in our lives, meaning resolutions, is not about changing who we are, but it's about remembering who we are. Now let that sink in for a second. In other words, we don't even need to make a list. We don't need to make resolutions. We need to remember who we are. And when you remember who you are as a child of God, everything else will follow. Anno Domini. January 6th was Epiphany. Sunday, January 8th, was Baptism of the Lord Sunday. Now, if you remember, we canceled services that day. First time services have been canceled here in over a quarter of a century. But we did. Anyway, we had something planned for that Sunday, January 8th. Something very important. So, taking my authority, which I probably don't have, I moved Baptism of the Lord Sunday. I moved it from January 8th to January 22nd. So we'll just keep it in this room. Don't mention it to the bishop. Is the bishop here? Okay, good, 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 good. Okay. Today is Baptism of the Lord Sunday. Today. I believe it's important for us to celebrate that. We can't just let it go because it snowed. No. Because by celebrating Baptism of the Lord Sunday, we gather ourselves up. And we place ourselves in the Epiphany story. We're in the season of Epiphany right now. So again, on Epiphany, remember, the message is God's presence has been made manifest among us in the one born in Bethlehem. And in response, we come to that one and we offer the best that we have. Okay. Then on Baptism of the Lord Sunday, the first Sunday in the season of Epiphany, we read about Jesus' baptism. You know, in that story I just read, Jesus comes to John at the Jordan, and he's baptized, and then his ministry starts. Ministry starts. In the Gospel of Mark, the first gospel to be written, there is nothing prior to this. The baptism is central. Okay. But today, we're not just remembering that Jesus was baptized. It goes further than that. It's about remembering that most of us, not all of us, but most of us probably, have been baptized. And it's about Jesus' identity, as in a voice came from heaven, you are my son. But it's also about our identity. Paul put it this way. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body. Jews, Greeks, slaves, free. We're all made to drink of the one spirit. So it's not just about Jesus' ministry. It's about our ministry. Anno Domini. What's this year going to look like? It would be my guess, as I said a second ago, that probably the majority of us, not all of us in this room, have been baptized at some point. Maybe we were baptized as infants. Maybe we were baptized when we made a public profession of our faith. In the United Methodist Church, we baptize folks of all ages. And because we understand baptism to be sacramental in nature. A sacrament through which God's grace is imparted to the recipient of the baptism. It's not purely a subjective act, dependent upon our comprehension. Because in reality, who is able to comprehend the grace of God? No one. No one. It's an outward and physical sign of an inward and spiritual grace, connecting us to God, the very ground of our being. It's one of the great mysteries of our faith. Again, the Apostle Paul, as many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Anno Domini. We live this out. Friends, the goal of Epiphany, to me, is remembrance. Remembering who we are as members of the community of faith, the body of Christ. We have been baptized. We have been, you know the term christened? You know that? Christ named. It used to be in the tradition, in our tradition too, when you presented a child or whatever forward, you'd say, what name is given this child? Do anybody remember that? Some of you old folks? Okay, good. Okay, what name has been? Something new is happening in this person's life. What name is being given? We have been named, we have been incorporated into a community that identifies with and then attempts to live out the story of Jesus, as I taught the kids. Attempts to make that story manifest in and through our lives. Okay, listen to the part of the baptismal liturgy that for adults, but then, you know, if you're baptized as an infant, we use it at confirmation. According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? The Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation. We are all one in Christ Jesus. Centuries ago, Christians, especially those in the Anglican traditions, began using the new year as a time to encourage individuals to re-examine their lives of faith, and then offering them a time to reaffirm their faith, to recommit their lives to God and to the church. So in a few minutes, we will continue that tradition by holding a service of baptismal renewal and reaffirmation. Right down here in front, there, the baptismal font has been filled with river stones, smooth stones. And I will pour water over them in a second to remind us of baptism. But it goes even further than that, because some of us may have not have been baptized. That's okay. We're part of God's family. You are a child of God. Everybody's a child of God. And when you remember that, that changes everything. You can't say certain things to other children of God. You can't treat other children of God in a certain way, because they're brothers and sisters. Wow. Anno Domini. What we'll do is at your own direction, you'll come down the center aisle like you were coming for communion or something. I will hand you a rock. It'll be wet with water, reminding us of baptism, remind us of incorporation into the body of Christ. Then the hope is that you'll take that rock and you'll place it somewhere in your life, on a dresser top, in your car, somewhere, and you will see it. And when you see it, you'll say, I'm a child of God. And that memory of that will affect you, will change you, will inform your life. 2017, Anno Domini, year of our Lord. Friends, we are children of God, brothers and sisters to one another. The message of baptism, the message of faith is radical. It's not just some cute thing that we do with infants. That is cute. That's not what it's all about, to entertain the congregation. No, when we baptize, we reconstitute the body of Christ. At the beginning of the new year, we pause to remember and to remind ourselves that we are agents of God's grace. Wow. Friends, with all that's going on in our lives, in our culture, in our world, we cannot forget this fact. We cannot. It must direct our lives, both private lives and public lives. The definitive work on baptism in our tradition, the Methodist tradition, is a book written by Gail Felton entitled The Gift of Water. And I just want to read this section. I read it every year on Baptism of the Lord Sunday. She writes, baptism then is not so much event as it is process. Like the Christian life, for which it is both empowerment and metaphor, baptism is dynamic, not static, a journey, not a destination, a quest, not an acquisition. Baptism is promise, the fulfilling of which requires a lifetime. Friends, the beauty of our story, the beauty of the story of Christ, is the fact that we get to live into it. For whatever reason, January 1st jogs our memory, and we get a chance to live into it again. We get to live into these words. As many of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourselves with Christ. There's no longer Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female. We are all one in Christ Jesus. 2017, Anno Domini. Friends, remember that you are baptized. Remember that you are a child of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.